Phoenix Audio presents
Farewell, My Lovely by Raymond Chandler. It was one of the mixed blocks over on Central Avenue, the blocks that aren't yet all Negro. I'd just come out of a three-chair barber shop where an agency thought a relief barber named Demetrius Aliadius might be working. It was a small matter. His wife said she was willing to spend a little money to have him come home. I never found him, but Mrs. Aliadius never paid me any money either. It was a warm day, almost the end of March, and I stood outside the barber shop looking up at a jutting neon sign of a second-floor dine and dice emporium called Florian's. A man was looking up at the sign, too. He was looking up at the dusty windows with a sort of ecstatic fixity of expression, like a hunky immigrant catching his first sight of the Statue of Liberty. He was a big man, but not more than 6 feet 5 inches tall and not wider than a beer truck. He was about 10 feet away from me. His arms hung loose at his sides, and a forgotten cigar smoked behind his enormous fingers. Slim, quiet Negroes passed up and down the street and stared at him with darting side glances. He was worth looking at. He wore a shaggy Borsellino hat, a rough gray sports coat with white golf balls on it for buttons, a brown shirt, a yellow tie, pleated gray flannel slacks, and alligator shoes with white explosions on the toes. From his outer breast pocket cascaded a show handkerchief of the same brilliant yellow as his tie. There were a couple of colored feathers tucked into the band of his hat, but he didn't really need them. Even on Central Avenue, not the quietest-dressed street in the world, he looked about as inconspicuous as a tarantula on a slice of angel food.